It's just blissful prayer. Lord, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to a very familiar passage found in Luke chapter 22. And I'm reading from verse 31 to verse 34. Luke 22, 31 to 34. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to that. It reads as follows. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny me, that thou knowest me. And the Lord had his richest blessing to the reading of his holy word. As the title of my message this morning, I want to speak about Christ as our great intercessor. And this passage, Jesus foretold Peter's denial. But before this context, they had been involved in discussing who was the greatest among them and who would have the primary seat. But I want to speak about faith this morning. And there are three things that I want to focus on. That the first one is the point of Satan's attack. The second one is the peculiar danger of faith. He says that thy faith fail not. I outlined the third point as the great preservative, Christ's intercession for us. And as we go through these three pointers, I will look at some of the detail from this passage. And then I conclude with a precept. He says, which is a charge to Peter, strengthen thy brethren. So just look at the four. Again, it's the point of Satan's attack, the peculiar danger of faith, that thy faith fail not, the believer's preservative, I have prayed for you, that is Christ's intercession. And then the precept this morning, strengthen thy brethren. One of the things about Satan is that he will attack us at the area of our faith. John Bunyan, in his allegory, Pilgrim's Progress, refers to him as a pollen. And he says he's strolling across the road and swearing by his infernal den that the pilgrim should not go further, but there and then he should spoil the poor Christian soul. And so in his allegory of Pilgrim's Progress, Bunyan refers to Satan as the Apollyon wanting to destroy the Christian. And the Lord says to Simon, before he even went through the process of denying the Lord, he says, Satan had desired to sift you as wheat. And the image of wheat is very, very peculiar here. The image of wheat is that when corn is sifted, when corn comes to the top, the chaff comes out. And the writer Luke is trying to say to us this morning, and what the Lord is trying to say to us this morning, is that Christians will want to be sifted. And the Lord says, Satan is trying to sift you as wheat sift in a corn or in a treadmill. And when the chaff comes out, you only see the bad part. And very, very important that the sifting here, the reference is made to the fact that the disciples in their relationship was more interested in who was going to be the greatest, who was going to be the chief among them. And so the Lord says Satan is trying to get to a point where He wants to sift you as wheat. I want to give you three areas of Satan's point of attack. His first point of attack is to attack our faith. But I want to give you three things that I think is key in this attack. That we are grafted into faith. Grafted into Christ by faith. Romans 5 verse 1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. So when Satan attacks us, he wants to attack us at the point of our faith. But we have this very, very important position that we are grafted into Christ by our faith. Our faith is the one that will stand the test when Satan attacks. Somebody's put it this way. Faith is the heart of all godliness. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so when we have faith, whenever Satan attacks, Satan will recognize that faith is the one that keeps us in our position, firmly intact in Christ. But somebody has also put it this way, that faith is the grace, is the chief of all graces. We read in 1 Corinthians, and now abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But the statement is very clear that when faith is at its weakest, love will be at a very low ebb. And so I want to say to us this morning, when we look at Satan's point of attack, he will attack us at our faith. He also will attack us because faith is a preserving grace. Not only is it a protecting grace, but it is a preserving grace. And this preserving grace of faith is in Ephesians chapter 6 we read, and above all else, put on the shield of faith. In Eastern, in Oriental and Eastern, soldiers had these large shields. And these shields would protect them when they are involved in warfare. But even if the shield was smaller, it could wield itself and protect itself. It is the armor upon an armor, for the armor protects the head, but the shield protects both the helmet and the head. And when Ephesians says, put on the shield of faith, faith then becomes a preserving grace. It is the grace that protects us from the enemy. And so when Satan attacks us at the point, we understand that we have the position, that we are grafted into Christ by faith, but we also have the protection. And this protection is simply that God protects us from the enemy, and in this case, the evil one. But I think the emphasis is not so much the point of Satan's attack in terms of our faith. I want to focus primarily on the two other aspects, and the two other aspects is the peculiar danger of faith. And then the second one is the great preservative of Christ's intercession for us. Let's look at the peculiar danger of faith. And this is for me the vital point in this passage. And the Lord said unto Simon, 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 Satan had desired to hear you, to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Peter says in the latter part of this text that I've read, he says, Lord, I will go with you to prison, and I will go with you even to death. But when the cock crew three times, he denied the Lord. But it's very, very important that the grace that the Lord bestows upon Peter, that Peter was the first to arrive at the tomb, that when the other disciples outran him, he was the one that was there at the point of the Lord's grave and got to the tomb, and it was empty. And so The very important point this morning in terms of the peculiar danger of faith is that despite his denial on the day of Christ's resurrection, Peter was the first to enter the sepulcher. And he made this remarkable statement, "The Lord is risen indeed." And he had appeared to Simon or to Cephas. I want to say to us this morning that when we look at this peculiar danger of faith, he says, "I've prayed for you that your faith fail not." We find ourselves in situations when faith becomes very, very difficult in the process of temptation. Faith becomes very difficult in the process of when conflict happens. But the Lord says to Peter, before this, you run into areas of temptation, before you run into areas of sin, I've already prayed for you. Christ intercedes for us in areas when we recognize when our faith is at its weakest point. But then he says very important, and this is not the peculiar danger of faith, but the third point is the great preservative. He says, "I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." And very, very important about this preservative is Christ's intercession for us. And I'm going to give you a few things about Christ's intercession this morning. One of the first things that Christ becomes our advocate in this intercession. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 it says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Advocacy is that work of Jesus Christ for sinning believers, because the efficacy and enables us when we do sin, he restores us. And so when Christ becomes our advocate, he helps us through our difficulties. The other point of Christ's intercession this morning, it's absolutely certain of success. He offers and anticipates when the evil one comes and wants to deal with us, that Christ intercedes on our behalf. Very, very important about this Africa, the advocacy of Christ in terms of the great preservatives, that the prayer of Christ sustains us and carries us through process of difficulties. But we need to look at the point of Peter at this point. And he says in verse 33, "And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny me, that thou knowest me." Despite Peter's denial, Christ still interceded on Peter's behalf. And because that we find in verse 32, in the part that is very, very important this morning, and I want to use two aspects of that. And the first aspect of that is the precept. He says, when you are restored, when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. And the word strengthen there has two aspects to it. It speaks about encouragement, and it also speaks about engagement. The first aspect of encouragement is that, Peter, when you have been restored, when you are again at the point where you should be, I want you to come alongside those who are weak in their faith and encourage them. But the second part of that is the engagement, and the word engagement here has reference to labor with those whose faith is weak. And so this morning, as we look at these few thoughts of this particular text, I want to say to us in essence that when our faith becomes shaky and when our faith becomes weak, we have an advocate that the Lord Himself intercedes on our behalf and steps in when things become difficult. But Satan will attack us at various points, but let us recognize that we are grafted into Christ through our faith. But also recognize that not only our position, but the danger that we have is that He becomes our protector, and that we put on the shield of faith. When our faith fails us this morning, when we understand that the peculiar danger of faith is always there, that it will always be a pointer in our lives that will come when our faith can be shaken. But very, very important is when the Lord looked at Peter and He had denied him. The Bible says He went out and He wept bitterly. But He was restored at a later point. And then He could be the person who the Lord appeared to first. There is forgiveness when our faith fails. But there is strength in the intercessor, in this case Christ, who intercedes on our behalf. The danger of faith also, in another sense, when we think about Judas. When Judas sold his master, the Bible tells us that he went out and hanged himself. There was no area in Judas's life to come to a point of recognition that there can be a restoration. I want to say to us this morning, when we think in terms of the attack of the evil one, that Christ will intercede on our behalf. And when our faith is restored, and when our faith is brought back to its point of strengthening, then we can strengthen others. That we get engaged in helping those who are weak. And that we also help those who are struggling. But also that we come alongside and become encouragers to those whose faith is shaken. So Jesus concludes this passage and He says, "And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." So just to remind you this morning that we are grafted into Christ by faith. To remind you that our position is that we have a peace of God because of our faith. Stephen Alford puts it this way. He says, when we are grafted into Christ by faith, He has this image of a ship in a turbulent sea. And as the ship enters into the harbor, the ship, these mariners are restored. And likewise, we are in the same way. So this morning, as we think about this passage, let us be reminded that we have a great intercessor who intercedes on our behalf, so that our faith can be strengthened. Amen.